312-981-7200. You're gonna want to know that number tonight because it's time for the Chicago Accent Challenge right here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. The Chicago Accent Challenge has been made famous by super fans, the Bulls. But there's much more to our local dialect than Bears and Bulls. It's nuanced and according to region, ethnicity, gender. 312-981-7200. It's time for the Chicago Accent Challenge. It's simple. We get contestants on the line. Best accent wins a prize. But that's not all. The winner gets the opportunity to play in a bigger tournament we'll talk about later. So if you have been told you got the best Chicago accent on the block or use phrases like drag it through the garden or over by dare at least once a week, you've got a good chance to win something tonight. You call up. We interview a little bit. We read a couple things. Some other fun stuff, and boom, your night is made. How do you, I know this? Because I've read my next guest book, Ted McClellan, back tonight. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern, a writer at Chicago Magazine, our resident linguist. Ted, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Justin.
This is one of my favorite hours to do, and it's so great to have Ted here. 312-981-7200. This really does stem from conversations we had from your book, How to Speak Midwestern, because the Chicago accent is an interesting accent. It's come from different parts of this country.
Well, it's kind of I like to say it's layered with local history, you know, because the basic Chicago accent, the building block of the Chicago accent, it comes from Western New England, Western New York, which is where the first Chicagoans emigrated from. They got on a ship in New York and they crossed the Great Lakes and landed here. So if you go to Buffalo, the accent is actually very similar to the way it is in Chicago. We talk more like people from Buffalo than we do
Wisconsin
or Peoria.
Or Peoria. You know,
people in our own state. And then, you know, you got the influence of the immigrants. That's where the whole these, them, and those thing came in, because English is one of the very few languages with the TH sound. And, you know, it's a big player in English. This, that, them, the other thing. And the people who came here, they weren't used to making that sound, and they would
put the duh,
the duh, and it kind of got passed down through the generations.
Does it matter because Chicago is a huge, and we're going to talk about this because Fat Tuesday's tomorrow,
right?
Does it matter that Chicago is a huge immigration population, mostly Polish? Does a Polish have something to do with the Chicago accent?
I think Polish Irish, I think, has a lot to do with it, because even the Irish, you know, they would talk about, you know, dirty tree. They even they wouldn't do it because they had to switch from their language to English, and they brought that over. The Irish is where yuz came from, because, you know, English is one of the few languages that doesn't have that second person plural, and the Irish had it in Gaelic, and when they switched to English, they said, well, we need this, so they just added an S to you.
Right,
and I still hear that. I was walking down the Western near 95th once with a friend, and we were just kind of looking around, and this guy's like, are you lost?
Right, there it is, right?
But you talked about race, too. Chicago, the Midwest, has in the country, has the highest what you call accent segregation. So,
really?
You know, African Americans are not doing the super fans accent.
So they're split. So as much as we're segregated along racial lines, were also segregated along accent lines.
Yeah, because, you know, they were isolated in the Black Belt, and they didn't have much social contact with whites, so they, in a lot of ways, just kept the
Southern accent.
The Southern speech. Yeah, right, right. They'll still say y'all.
Right, right. 312-981-7200. Do you have a Chicago accent? You have a chance to play for some prizes. Ted and I will read you some questions, and you'll give us some answers. And we also want to know, and this is something for the callers, because some people have texted in, but it doesn't work on text. Since tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, we want to know, how do you pronounce the Polish jelly donut?
Yes.
That is very synonymous with Fat Tuesday.
Starts with a P.
Starts with a P, but we don't want to say anything else.
Right. We want to hear how you pronounce it, because I've heard a couple different pronunciations.
There you go. 312.
And we want to know where you get yours.
Yeah, and where you get it.
What your favorite flavor is.
A lot of questions we have for you before Fat Tuesday tomorrow. 312-981-7200. So what is, you talked a little bit about the use and some other things, but what are the characteristics? Is it the vowel? It's a long vowel?
Well, yeah. You know, Chicago, it's in what you call the Inland North, I guess you call accent or dialect region, which goes pretty much from western New York all the way to Milwaukee, most of the Great Lakes cities, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago. So there's something going on that's called the Northern Cities Vowel Shift, and it's sort of it's actually said to be the biggest change in English vowel pronunciation in 1,000 years.
Wow.
It's happening right here in the Midwest. And I think one of the biggest things is it's that A sound. You say can.
And.
Can or yeah. And.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you know the super, you know, and the yeah. super fans, you know, Chris Farley always say, you know, that's right, Bob, that's right. So it's that A sound. It moves from the front of your mouth to the back,
yeah,
to the
right,
back,
right, to the back,
and then the O sound moves up to take its place. So that's where you get sausage. You know, that's where you get
interesting
box. Yeah,
that's so great.
So it's a chain shift.
All right, there we go. 312-981-7200. Why don't we take one or two calls before I take our first break, just to get us in the mood? Let's start with Debbie. Debbie, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
so what made you call in? You there? Did we lose her?
Maybe.
Oh, no. No, that was a bummer. That could have been a good start. So let's go to John. John, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you, John?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, thanks for calling. What made you tonight say, you know what, I'm going to call in?
Well, I wasn't even listening to the radio. A buddy of mine called. He told me, hey, you got to call WGN and get on this accent challenge thing. So that's right. What I did.
You're known.
See
to
what
be,
happens.
You're known to be the guy with the accent in your crew.
You already said a key Chicago phrase, which was a buddy of mine.
So you're the guy. Okay. Right? So you feel like you're the guy with the accent in your crew?
I think I am. I really don't know. I can't tell. My daughter goes to Ball State, and everybody tells her that she's got a weird accent. They don't know where it's from.
Uh-huh.
She keeps telling them that she's from Chicago, and then they kind of like, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So,
do you celebrate Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, yes, I do.
And what do you eat on Fat Tuesday?
Well, we punchki.
There you go.
There it is. Right.
Where do you get your punchki?
Well, I get my punchkis from Weber's.
Okay.
Weber's.
All Weber
right.
Bakery and Archer.
All right, all great. Right. And where are you from, Chicago? What parish?
I'm from St. Joe's. I was originally from back of the yards.
Uh-huh.
48th and Hermitage. I grew up 52nd and Henry. My parish is St. Joe's.
You're
like the neighborhood of bars and churches.
I was going to say, John, your entire... It's right there. Everything you just said, Ted's face lit up. He's like, we've got the Chicago accent on the line. Everything about it.
Now, Justin had a question for you having to do with the upcoming snowstorm.
Okay, so there's rumors of a big snowstorm coming through. So my question for you, John, tonight is what is your preferred dib?
My preferred dib.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so.
What do you like to put out in the street to reserve your space after you've shoveled?
Oh, you know. Usually a lawn chair.
Yeah.
Old lawn chairs, white plastic chairs, whatever we got left over from the summer.
Uh-huh.
You go with the summer stuff from the garage, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not using it for anything else.
We kind of throw it out there.
Yeah.
My neighbors take it. They throw it back on my lawn. And then they park in my spot. And then we do the same thing to each other. And it's just kind of like a game, you know?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Are you Polish?
I am.
All right.
I am.
So you probably know the answer to this. What is one punchki called?
One punchki?
Yeah.
Jeden punchki. Jeden.
Okay. But there's like, if you just have one of them, what's it called?
Jeden punchki by the mail. Jeden punchki.
I'm not arguing with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, that was awesome.
Yes.
That's pretty great. All right. So I'm going to put you on hold, John, and we'll get your information down. There's a contest for the hour. And
okay.
If you win, you're going to get a prize. So thanks for calling
right.
in.
Oh, John, great. John has set
great job.
A
you set a you
high
set
bar.
A,
this
a
is
high
like
bar.
The 29-foot right. long jump. You're really going to have to bring your game.
The Carl Lewis of the Chicago Accent Challenge is set to field. 312-981-7200. We got Jerry's on the line. Debbie's on the line. People calling in
oh,
here.
Oh, Debbie's back.
Yep,
all right.
Chicago Accent
all right,
Challenge.
We got to get Debbie back.
We'll get Debbie right after the break here on 720 WGN. I would say Robin Baumgarten's got a pretty good Chicago accent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did something for Chicago Magazine, the Chicago Accent Hall of Fame, and I was actually looking for a Bonnie Hunt clip, and I found Bonnie Hunt talking to Robin Baumgarten, and Robin Baumgarten just trumped her. I think she's from like Burbank.
Yeah.
You know, that's total accent country.
There you go.
And you know, she's stayed in Chicago, and Bonnie Hunt went to Hollywood.
She went to Hollywood. But 312-981-7200, Chicago Accent Challenge. Ted McClellan is here. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's also our resident linguist on this program to give us a better idea of the Chicago Accent Challenge, or Chicago accents that are calling in. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry's standing by. Jerry, you want to play the Chicago Accent Challenge?
I will, because I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. See, you got the pronunciation right, Justin.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We've been talking about it. You keep saying Chicago, and all our callers say Chicago.
She says it the right way.
Yeah, you say
and,
it the
and
right
turn
way.
Down your radio if you can, because we're getting a little bit of an echo if you have it on.
Okay.
Yep. There we go. She'll turn that down, then we'll get started.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, so do you have people who say to you, hey, you've got a Chicago accent?
Yeah, we have some friends from New York who tell us that. Not that they have a New York accent, right?
Okay, so let's get into it. First of all, it is of course Fat Tuesday, and so
right.
Do you feel like you have a good pronunciation on the Polish pastry?
Well, yeah, we've always called it just punchki.
Yeah.
However, yesterday we were listening to Dean Richards, and a Polish lady who could really speak the language called in and said punchki is like a plural. And then she said one punchki would be, and I didn't catch the ending of it. So
I think I
didn't know there was a plural and a singular.
I think it's Pacek, P-A-C-Z-E-K.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. We had the guy beforehand. He said it, but I think we missed a little bit of it because we don't speak Polish.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Where do you get your punchki?
Well, tomorrow, we live west and south of the city, but our neighbor is going to wander into Joliet tomorrow and bring back a whole carload from one of the bakeries in Joliet called the Donut Hole.
And what's your favorite flavor?
Probably strawberry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good flavor.
Although, you know, my mom used to make them and my aunt did, but they really didn't put a lot of filling inside. Theirs was mainly the dough part, you know, fresh dough and small. I mean, now they're getting bigger and bigger, but they were small little things. But
So are you Polish yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second generation, yeah.
All right. Do you speak Polish as well as John did, who called?
No.
No?
No. Just a few words here and there.
All right, so let's do this, Jerry. Let's get some questions on the line for you. So I'll give you the go-to. This is the question we ask a lot. And are you ready for it? Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Chopped salad, the beef sandwich with green peppers, and probably a slice of chocolate cake.
Okay, all right. Let me try another one on you. Here's a question. It's really a classic Chicago question. How do you get over by Ma's?
How do I get over by Ma's? Well, when we lived in the city, we took Austin Avenue and went straight north, and we turned on Armitage to LaPorte, and then we went north on LaPorte, and that's where Ma was.
Right. Now, this may not be a big issue for you. You live in the suburbs now?
Right.
So we got a snowstorm coming up, but you did live in the city at one time.
Correct.
When you lived in the city, what was your favorite dib? What was your favorite object to use to reserve a spot?
To hold a parking space?
Yeah.
Probably a chair, an old chair.
Okay.
Although we have had, what do they call it, when the carpenters use them to
sawhorse.
Cut wood on.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We put that out, too.
My favorite, I saw a picture of somebody who had a complete table setting. Did you ever see
so
that?
Good, yeah,
that's
so good, yeah. My classic for me is two paint cans and a 2x4. That's a classic, right?
That's
right
on there.
That's an improvised song.
Yeah, there you go. Jerry, thanks so much. Good job.
Okay, well, enjoy your show, and you make it nice and bright.
There you go. Thanks,
Jerry.
All right. Thank
good night.
You.
Bye.
Good night. That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Nice and bright. 312-981-7200. Jerry was good. She had some strong. You could hear the Chicago in her accent
you
for sure.
You could hear those vowel sounds,
and she was all over the controversy over what the I guess what the singular is for punchki.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and I've seen it a couple ways. So punchki, or punch, like almost like a pound, like an OU, but it's punchki.
Punchki. Punchki. Punchki. But we've had two in a row, and they're both
They're Polish
and they say punchki.
They say punchki.
So I think we're getting a consensus here.
All right, let's go. Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome back. I think we lost you last time.
Hi, Debbie.
Yeah, fine. How are you doing, Justin?
Good, good. So you know the name of the Polish pastry?
I do.
How do you pronounce it?
It could be punchki, but we also say punchki.
Punchki. Ah. Right. And do you get into the plural or singular punchki?
No, I've never. Until you said it on the radio, yeah. I've never heard of
me
that either.
And I know I know that because I saw that today, and I was actually, it's funny because I was questioning my own pronunciation of it, so I looked it up, and there was a guy on a YouTube video, and he went through all of the different varieties in which you ways you could say it and how many there are in the plate and things like that, and I just shut it off. I was like, that's too much. That's
never heard that before.
All the different ways to pronounce time. Chicago.
Exactly. All right, so Debbie, you want to play the game?
Sure.
There's that Chicago enthusiasm that we love so much. All right, so where are you from, Debbie?
I live in Chicago, but I moved away at 13 years old, so I lived there until I was 13.
Okay. Do you feel like the accent has followed you?
Not really.
Where do you live?
I haven't had anybody in a long time say you sound like you're from Chicago.
Where do you
live
now?
They might. In the suburbs, like Clarendon Hills.
Okay.
Okay.
There's some strong Chicago accents in the suburbs. Go to LaGrange Park. Go to Burbank.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard them. I've heard them, but I don't feel mine is strong. I've been away for too long. There's occasional words like, I don't know why, I used to say a lot, like, when you're referencing somebody like, boy, you know, and just something like that, that I think we did a lot in Chicago.
I don't even think this is Chicago, but my wife is giving me a lot of heck these days because I keep going, boy, oh, boy.
That's Midwest.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm like, I don't know why I keep saying, boy, oh, boy. All right, so Debbie, let me ask you a couple questions here, all right? You ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So we'll start with, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Hot dog with everything and fries.
I love it. Okay, good. All right, I'll ask you the same question we asked. The snowstorm's coming. Obviously, you live out in the suburbs, so this isn't as important to you, but if you lived in the city, what would be your preferred dib?
Well, I mean, I lived there where we were through one of the bad storms. So the storm of 67?
Yeah,
the number one storm, yeah. And you didn't have to save a spot, that's for sure. The snow was like a foot high, so that wasn't an issue. But mostly it would be like an old chair. I think on occasion my dad would use probably the sawhorses with a piece of wood through it.
Yeah, that's
good. To save the spot.
Yeah, right? That's good.
Same,
okay.
Same as the other caller.
All right. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple of trivia questions. Okay. So these are going to be questions.
Okay.
So these are questions that you just answer if you know. And so it's Chicago questions. In the movie The Blues Brothers, who were Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
Chicago police.
That's who they were on from. Who was the mission from? They kept telling you they were on a mission
We're on a mission from.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
That's where it gets fun.
A deity that we all worship in church on Sunday.
I just don't remember. What was the question?
The answer is it was just say God.
I just realized what you had asked. Okay, yeah, God.
God, okay, that. We're just going for the vowel sign and God.
Yeah.
A long way to get there. I love it. All right, Debbie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Debbie.
That's pretty good. I mean, she's got that Chicago. At least she had the enthusiasm at the front, right?
Yeah.
And hers is a little bit more muted than maybe what we heard from earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think John and Jerry are still leading the pack.
All right. We've got Chris is on the line. We've got Tom who wants to take the challenge. A ton of texters as well. They're texting in about punchki.
Okay.
And what the singular and the plural.
What are they saying?
Well, we'll get to that. That's what we're going to do. It's a little teaser in the business, Ted. Ted McClellan, How to Speak Midwestern, is the
radio.
Is our guest. Chicago Accent Challenge is on the air here. If you think you got a good Chicago accent and you could beat John, who had a great one to start, you can win a prize tonight. So stay with us here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, Chicago Accent Challenge here on 720 WGN. Justin Coffin with Ted McClellan, who is a linguist who speaks fluent Midwestern.
Yes.
Not just Chicagoan, but also Illinois and Wisconsin, Iowa,
Missouri, Minnesota. I'm going later this week to check out, there's a Midwesterners for Klobuchar headquarters on Broadway. And she's the only candidate for president with a hot dish recipe.
That's right, with a tater tot. That's very Minnesota.
Topping.
Right, right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and we're playing for a prize tonight if you got the best Chicago accent. So let's get right back into it. Let's go to Tom, who wants to take the challenge. Tom, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Hi, thanks for calling in. Why'd you call in?
I'm a Chicagoan, 100% Polish. I was going to say with that punchki, it's punchek.
Yes. Thank you for the correct pronunciation. All right.
Yeah, it's punchki for plural and punchek for the single.
Nice. Tom, right. where are you from, Tom?
Southside.
Nice. Southside, what parish?
St. Fabian's.
Okay.
All right, there you
That's
go.
That's in Bridgeview.
Okay. And where are you going to go tomorrow to get your punchki?
I'm going to go definitely to Weber's.
Okay.
Weber's is a popular spot.
We had two votes for Weber's.
Yeah, Weber's is a place to go.
How long is the line going to be there?
There's going to be a line and a half.
Yeah.
Definitely a line and a half.
All right, so what's your favorite flavor?
You know what? The raspberry.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that. All right. All right. Let me ask you a couple questions here. We'll get it going, Tom. All right, Tom, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, let me get a beef with extra wet and spicy.
All right.
That was the best ordering of all time. The ah in the middle, that's how you order. Everyone's got it right and they're perfect. I'm like, you get in that drive through, there's a little bit of performance anxiety and you're like, I'll take the fries. All right, so let me ask you the next question. How you get over by Maz?
You take 79 all the way to Harlem and then go left on Okito.
There you go.
All right.
There's not the only acceptable answer to that question is Harlem. Harlem is every single one that we do. How you get over my mom's?
Well,
Harlem shows
like
up
right off Harlem.
Is it?
Yeah. What neighborhood is that? 79th and Okito.
That's Bridgeview.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, it's in Bridgeview. So with the big snowstorm coming up, what's your favorite dip? What's your favorite object to put in the street to reserve your spot?
Come on, a bucket or a chair.
Okay. A bucket or a chair. We'd also accept old water heater.
Yeah, sure.
A furnace, right?
Yeah, right, a furnace. That's what you keep them around for, right? All right, I got a good one for you. I got a good one for you, Tom. All right. Name a famous local dentist. D-E-N-N-I-S. Not dentist, but dentist.
Famous Dennis?
Yeah.
From Chicago. What, Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have three acceptable answers for you.
All right. Or three. Okay. I would say
famous.
Four. Mm-hmm. A famous Dennis.
A Dennis from Chicago, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He could be an actor. He could be an athlete.
A singer.
Yeah, a singer.
Not Dennis Leary, right?
No, he's from Boston.
He's from Boston.
Yeah. All right.
Farino?
Yeah, there you go.
You got it. Farina.
Yeah.
We'll take Farina. Farina's right. close enough. Yeah. It's Chicago. I would have taken Farina, Franz, or D. Young.
D. Young. Not Savard or Rodman.
Savard or Rodman, too.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rodman's from Chicago.
No, he played here.
He played here, yeah.
He
won three championships here, so we'll take
it. I know that.
Savard is from Quebec, so.
Tom, thanks, buddy. That was great.
Awesome.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, buddy.
Nice one, man.
Yep, you too. Thanks for calling in. He's good.
I think he may be in the lead for giving us
the pronunciation of
punchek.
That was extra points for
sure. Yeah, because I didn't wasn't sure on that myself.
The Tom's accent is a little bit more boisterous than John's. John had a little bit more, like it felt like an authentic Chicago, but Tom was
gravitas.
Yeah, but Tom was, he was in it.
Yeah, I think
it's gonna be a tough call.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the D's, them and those.
All right, let's keep going. Let's do Christopher. Christopher, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you, man?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm
Tom
good.
Kind of beat me to my thing. I was going to go into detail about Poncek and Pomsky.
Oh, you had it right.
He got the basics right, although his Polish pronunciation leaves a little bit to be desired.
Okay, give us the pronunciation.
Well, we're open to, you know, perfection, correction.
The singular would be Poncek.
So more Poncek than Puncek.
Oh, and there's, it's not really an M. It kind of just goes nasal. French has a similar pronunciation. Poncek and Ponsky.
Mm.
And there's a version of that vowel with the E. The A has a little tail on it, and the E has a little tail on it. The A is pronounced all. The E is pronounced L.
Mm-hmm. So I take it you're Polish?
Well, I was born in Chicago, but right. I grew
Polish
up
ancestry.
Speaking Polish.
Yeah. And you speak Polish?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Chris, where do you live?
In Rogers Park now.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. So where do you get your Ponchki?
I tend not to indulge, I'm afraid.
Oh.
sometimes if Ma makes a batch, I'll have a batch there from my Ma.
Yeah.
You see, I love how you just, Christopher, you got such an elegant voice. That's a very Chicago voice you have, but you knew to turn it on for Ma. That's good. All right, so let me ask you a couple questions, Christopher. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
You know, I just came here with a friend, and I really wasn't going to have nothing but a Diet Pepsi. Are you guys Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke?
What do they have at Portillo's?
I think it would Coke.
I think it's probably Coke.
It's probably Coke, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
still
good.
Forget about it.
All right.
Here's a question that we haven't even asked about. We should be asking. How do you feel about people eating Ponchki not on Ponchki Day? I mean, now they're selling it all week. They're selling it a week in advance. Is that right?
Hey, in our family, they made them all year round. Forget about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. All right.
We need no special occasion for Ponchki. Come on.
All right. Give us your best home run play-by-play call using your favorite player of all time from Chicago, either Cubs or Sox. Ready?
All right. I'll do what I can.
All right, here we go. Right. Go.
There's the pitch. Thomas swings. Oh, and this one is not long for this world, ladies and gentlemen. Chalk up another one for Frank Thomas.
There it is. Good job. Yes, Christopher. I'll take that all day. That was great. This one is not long for this world. Great job. Thanks, Christopher. How about that? You got to give him extra points for that, right?
Right. Absolutely.
I love it. And he was able to go and take what I thought to be a very well-mannered Chicago accent and turn it on, put it on thick with the Diet Pepsi stuff.
I like his home run call much better than Ed Farmer.
Don't tell Ed that, right? All right, let's go to John. John standing by. John, you ready to play Chicago Accent Challenge?
I am. I'm actually in it for the Poncek part of the conversation been going on. I don't know that I can compete with these thick accents.
Yeah.
All right. So are you
Polish yourself, John?
I am. I'm born in Chicago, born in back of the yards.
Okay.
So Ponchki is correct. Ponchki is not correct. There's no S at the end. It's already plural.
Right.
And the singular of it is Poncek. And yes, it's that sound, but most Americans would be better served by just saying it as if it were spelled P-U-N-C-H, punch, and then key,
Ponchki.
K-E-Y, Ponchki.
Because Americans
would be much closer.
Because Americans can't really get the nuances of the Polish pronunciation.
No, that will be much closer than Punchki, what it's
right,
Ponchki.
Right.
How well do you speak Polish?
Fairly. I can get by.
Could you say, my mom makes the best Punchki in Polish for us?
Moja mama robi najlepsze pączki w całym świecie.
Ah, that's great. That's awesome. John, where do you go tomorrow? Where's the spot you're going to go to get the pączki?
I'm going to go to Racine Bakery on Archer Avenue.
All right. Racine Bakery. All right. Sounds great, John. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. This is getting too good, man.
Everybody calling in is Polish.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
They're giving all of Chicago.
Tomorrow's their day.
Yeah.
So they should have this.
Let's go to Spiro. Spiro's on the line. Spiro, you ready to play Chicago Accent Challenge?
I'm guessing Spiro's not Polish.
I'm definitely not Polish. Greek all the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not up for the challenge. There's no way I'm going to win it, but I do have a story to share.
Let's hear the story. Yeah.
So I lived in Asia for a long time in Hong Kong. That's a whole other reason, but anyway, I was there for a long time. I cannot tell you how many people came up to me and said, "You're from Chicago, aren't you?" And we're talking about people that are British, Australian, New Zealand, even Asians in general, because I had such a thick Chicago accent. This was like 20 years ago. It's not the case any longer. But anyway, my comment, the thing that I want to tell you guys, is every time I said that, I don't have an accent. I just speak English the way it's meant to be spoken.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Silence on their end.
What do you think gave it away to people? What do you think gave away your Chicago origins?
So I'm from Aurora, so you know I can't even say I'm from the city, but I don't even know. It was like one of the first callers that said, "I don't even know how I speak. It's just that's how I sound," but they picked up on it. And I was amazed, because I've never had anyone in the States tell me, "You must be from Chicago," but overseas, it was just, I can't tell you how many times it happened.
Wow. I'm amazed that like a British person could identify an American regional accent.
Right.
Yeah, and it was always, "You're from Chicago," not, "Are you from Chicago?" It was a statement, not a question. So I know I had it, definitely. Uh-huh. I think it's been watered down over the years.
I was going to say, where does that come from? Because it's not like watching The Untouchables or Al Capone would give you a Chicago accent.
Al Capone was from Brooklyn.
So. Yeah, but that's my point. The idea, that's the only way people would know Chicago from Britain would
there
be
were,
the
There were no Chicago accents in The Untouchables.
Right.
Yeah. So even though you're not Polish, are you going to eat pączki tomorrow?
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. Like I said, the classic response to anybody who says that, yes, I speak English the way it's meant to be spoken without an accent.
I love it.
Right.
Thank you, man. Thanks for that story. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
There is the Greek Midwestern connection. They say opa, and we say ope.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's a Chicago Accent Challenge. 847 wants to tell you, Ted, that in Poland, they started celebrating last Thursday.
Okay.
So some people call it Fat Thursday. That's why you've been seeing pączki all week.
Okay.
There you go.
I
had no idea. A 630 says, went to basic training in Alabama. My buddies and my company always called me out on my accent. There you go. Okay, so in our Polish household, pączki is plural. Punczek is singular. In Poland, Pączki Day is actually the Thursday before Fat Tuesday, so they start to sell it last Thursday, eating them through tomorrow, perfectly legit.
Okay.
It's like Mardi Gras and Italy's Carnival being sold a solid week long.
Okay.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. Katie's up next. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to get to her. And I also got some texts that want to weigh in on whether it should be John or Jerry. Who's the other? No, there was a Tom.
John and Tom. Right now, I got John and Tom at the top.
John and Tom at the top. But there's some questions in here that could help us sort out, because it's neck and neck right now. But Katie could steal it coming up here. And you could steal it, too, coming up right after the break. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Justin Kaufman here with Ted McClellan. How to Speak Midwestern is his book, and this is the Chicago Accent Challenge. We do it on Monday nights when Ted's available. 312-981-7200. We're having a ton of fun tonight.
Yes.
A perfect night for it as tomorrow.
Pączki Day.
Yeah, Pączki Day is tomorrow. As someone asked, what do pączki have to do with Mardi Gras?
Right.
And it's just every culture has their thing
right,
the day before Lent.
It's the big indulgence before Lent.
Right.
You know, you eat this pastry that's, what, like 700 calories? You know?
Right.
They had a contest in Hamtramck. which is a town that it actually used to be Polish. Now it's mostly Muslim, but it's historically Polish. They had a contest. I think someone ate 21 punchki in 15 minutes. Can you imagine
that's
that?
That's the plural, punchki.
You wouldn't have to eat for all the rest of Lent.
Oh. What are you giving up for Lent, punchki? Yeah, it's because you just ate 21 of them.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Katie. Katie's been standing by. Katie, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Hi, Katie.
I'm from Chicago. I swear, I actually am, not the suburbs.
What's your parish?
St. Mary Starcy.
Okay.
Which one?
St. Mary Starcy Parish.
Okay.
Wow. Katie, I'm impressed with your accent already. You've
Me
got
too.
A very very distinct voice. Do people tell you all the time you got a very Chicago accent?
Oh, yeah. I'm like at college right now, and every time I talk to someone, they're like, where the hell are you from? And I'm like, I'm Chicago. Where and they're
you,
like, oh,
are you out of state? Are you,
where are you going to college?
I go to Indiana. It's Ball State in Muncie, Indiana.
Okay. Right, now, do they observe Punchki Day in Muncie?
No, they don't.
No. But back home... Yeah. Where did you get your punchki?
I get it from Weber's Baker.
Okay, yeah, that's number three most. And what's your favorite flavor? Favorite filling?
I kind of like the cream cheese filled one, honestly.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get all the junk food you can before, right?
Yeah,
That's right. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, Katie. We'll start with, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Hi, can I get an Italian beef sandwich dipped with red sauce and hot peppers?
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
it's hard to argue with how great this accent is. I'll be honest with you, Katie. How do you get over by Ma's?
Over to my mom?
Yeah, how do you get over by Ma's?
Ma's isn't like my mom, or
like how do you drive to your Ma's house?
In my car.
What route do you take?
Yeah. I don't know. I still live with my mom.
Yeah, all right. So it's probably not going to work with her.
I think you get an idea of who usually is listening to this program. They're going to be like, I take Harlem over to 290. But you're like, I live with my mom, so that works.
Yeah, no, I still live with her. I could go to my aunt's house, though.
Yeah, there you go. How do you get over
by your aunt's?
Okay, so I take Central to 63rd Street, and then I take that down to her main block. And then it's right there to the right.
All right, good. All right. This is great. All right, so... When it's snowing, big snowstorm coming through Chicago. What you and your family when you're shoveling out your parking space, what is your preferred dib that you put into the parking space?
Probably the foldable chairs.
Yeah.
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 That's a strong one.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry we can't send you some punchki to Muncie.
That's all right.
Every Chicagoan should have one.
All right, I have a couple for you. All right, I got a couple questions for you. I'm not letting you off the hook. This is too good of an accent.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay. What's the name of the tallest building in Chicago?
Sears Tower.
Yeah. Wow. This is going to be tight. She's solidifying my vote right off the bat.
You got to do the Blues Brothers question.
Yeah. In the Blues Brothers, you seen that movie?
I sure have.
Okay. Who were Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
God.
Boom.
All right. Good. All right. I'm going to give you a tough one here, okay? Give me the last name of this Chicago family, the Chicago royal family. You ready? I'm going to give you some first names. Bill, John, Joel, and Brian Doyle.
You might have got me on this one.
Okay.
Hold on.
They're Chicago royal family. They're celebrities. Bill, John, Joel, Brian Doyle.
I'll give you a hint. They're actually from Wilmette.
Yeah, I don't know about people from Wilmette.
Okay, the Murrays.
The Murrays.
It would be the Murrays.
Yeah.
So Bill Murray. You know Bill Murray.
The guys who did Caddyshack.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay, my last question for you would be, who is the greatest baseball team? Which is the greatest baseball team in Chicago?
The Chicago White Sox.
Of course. We got a South Sider on the
line. Katie, this is great. You were great. Thank you. Yeah. Hold the line. Oh, man, I don't know.
We got to fill up this contest. Can we give it to more than one?
I've heard, and
we could have a male and a female division because you know the accents are kind of different here.
I think Tom is his accent was wonderful.
Yeah,
I think John's was distinct, but I've heard John's accent. And I've heard Tom's accent.
Right.
We rarely have people of different generations with such strong accents. And this, you're right, this is a female accent.
Right.
And it's got that, it's really that high Chicago accent, like the high register.
So you think that she should just get a millennial bonus for
being
a millennial with a strong Chicago accent.
I just think
it's
unique. I think that I've not heard too many Katies, especially at a younger audience.
I think Tom sounded like a younger. He sounded like he was maybe in his 30s. Yeah. But
I don't know, man. That she got all the questions. She got the God.
I don't see any reason we can't invite more than one person. You know, we got to fill up this contest.
Well, let's check with Pete and make sure there's enough prizes to go around. There are two to go around.
Do we have?
All right, so there's two.
Oh, do we have prizes?
Yeah, we do.
Where are they?
They're in the prize sheet. I don't have the prize sheet in front of me.
Nobody knows. What, yeah.
Okay, so
we could have gotten more callers if you.
No, there's
that.
Two. We said there's two. Okay, there's two prizes.
I mean, so are they real means, prizes or are they things like you get in a Cracker Jack box?
It's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
The prizes are insignificant. Disability.
A temporary tattoo of your favorite
Ted,
Chicago
the ability
baseball.
For someone to say, I won at WGN Chicago Accent Challenge is prize enough.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
So let's just say, but there are prizes. Let's get between Tom and John.
All right, I take Tom.
You take Tom. I like John. I thought John was a little bit more of a, he started it off, and I felt like he was a more... genuine, authentic Chicago accent.
Okay.
Not to say Tom wasn't, because he was great and he nailed a bunch of stuff. But that was a little bit more. Tom was a little bit more of the what we know to be the Chicago accent. John had a little bit less. Now, a caller pointed out 773, and maybe it was on how I asked the question.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They also mentioned that John did not know what a dib was when we first asked, so he should be disqualified.
I guess I thought Tom would be more fun in the...
In a tournament?
In the live finals tournament. I think that's why I picked him.
All right. All right. I think we got it, right?
All right.
I think that we say the winners tonight should be Tom.
Yeah.
We'll go with your guy. And Katie.
And Katie. Katie definitely.
Katie should win.
Because I remember one time we did.
We said two categories.
We were going to do male and female. Because,
right.
You know, there's a difference in the accent. There was actually a linguistic study that found that men. They studied steelworkers' families on the east side. Men were more likely to do that D's, Dem, and Doe's thing, you know, because they just get together with their buddies. And
that's
talk
what
like
I mean.
That.
We've heard from a lot of women tonight, which is awesome. And usually, though, it's dudes.
Yeah,
usually it's dudes. So the idea that tonight we got Jerry, Debbie, and Katie.
Yeah,
and Katie, that is just the classic White Sox South Side.
When she said God,
Chicago accent,
I was like, boom, you know, you got it.
Even the confusion, like, how do I get to Ma's? What do you mean? Yeah. I live with Ma.
Yeah. I was kind of suspecting that, yeah.
Another great Chicago accent challenge right before Fat Tuesday and Punchki Day, which is tomorrow.
Happy
and we
Punchki
found out
Day.
Tonight, happy Punchki Day. We found out tonight that the place that seems to be above
is Weber's.
Yeah.
And let me just, I think I had the, I think it was 70-55 Archer, but let me just.
70-55 Archer.
Let me just double check. 7055 West Archer Avenue, right before Harlem.
There you go. That's where to get the. That's the winner of.
I'm guessing you're going to wait in line for an hour.
That's great. Ted McClellan is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. You can also find a great piece
line
in Chicago Magazine.
That's what Tom said.
Line and a half.
Line and a half.
Yeah. Ted McClellan, How to Speak Midwestern is his book. Also great stuff in Chicago Magazine. And he joins us regularly here for the Chicago Accent Challenge. A tremendous night. The winners, Tom and Katie. And we'll be back whenever. I think next Monday might be. I can't remember because I know the Blackhawks got a couple Mondays coming up. But we got to come up. Thanks, Ted. Good job. Right.
Thank you.
All right. That's wow, man. That was a great one.
That was.
It's always great when you get to.
Do the Blackhawks play on March 16th?
We'll find out. We'll find out. Yeah.
If we don't do it next week, we should definitely do it because that would be when we had the Punchki Day edition. We could have the St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Get the Irish in
get
as well.
Get the callers from.
All right. We'll make sure that happens.